Our final report this week comes from our good friends down in Northfield, and this is their report. Madeline is our reporter.
Hi, this is Madeline from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. The weird weather continues. Tegan saw her breath at the bus stop last Tuesday, but today it's 84 degrees. We've noticed it's a lot darker at bus stop time in the morning, too. Several students noted dead birds. Madeline had a confused bird in her garage. A lot of birds are on the move. Theo saw a confirmed junco on his bird feeder. We also noted three cranes in a field, two egrets, and a hummingbird on September 27th. Crows, flocks, and over 40 geese, and a lot of wild turkeys. Some are even venturing onto the road. We're still seeing toads and worm castings. Aubrey saw a muskrat or a mink. There are dead raccoons and dead possums on the roadside. Joel reported seeing a deer. There are lots of mice, and Jack saw an albino squirrel. The squirrels have been very busy with nuts this week. It's a big year for walnuts. There are still mosquitoes in the morning. There are also still monarchs and dragonflies. We've noticed a lot more Asian beetles. Adeline found caterpillars on the backside of the fallen leaves in her yard. She could also see their old skins or molts. There are silverfish, too. The goldenrod is fading, but there are still a lot of purple and white asters. Many trees have just a bit of color, but some have already lost their leaves thanks to the storms. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Nice job, Madeline. Thank you so much. It's nice to hear what's happening down in the south. Opossums. We don't have opossums this far north, although somebody once tried to trick me into thinking we did. I think Bill Berg, our retired wildlife biologist from the DNR, once reported one at the junction of Highway 2 and 200. Which is about as far north as I've ever heard of them getting. They just don't deal with really cold weather that well. That's our talkback segment for today. A little long, but lots of good information. I hope you enjoyed it.